Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna. Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nivisesa Sinyuvati Paschacha Deja Tarni. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 25th Chapter, Text 31. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Devi Deva Gana Siddha Sadhya Gandharva Charanaha Tushtavur Vamuchus Tushtaha Pushpa Varshani Partiva Divi Deva Ganha Siddha Satya Gandharva Charanaha Tushtuvur Mumuchus Tushtaha Pushpa Varshani Partiva Divi Deva excuse me. Divi Deva Ganha Siddha Satya Gandharva Charanaha Tushtuvur Mumuchus Tushta Pushpa Varshani Partiva Divi Deva Ganaha Siddha Satya Gandharva Charanaha Tushtuvur Mumuchus Tushta Pushpa Varshani Partiva. Okay. Devi in the heavens, Devaganaha, the demigods, Siddha, the Siddhas, Sadhyaha, the Sadhyas, Gandharva Charanaha, the Gandharvas and Charanas, Tushtavuhu, they recited the Lord's praises. Mumuchuhu, they released. Tushtaha, being satisfied. Pushpavarshani. Downpours of flowers. Partiva. O King Parikshit. Translation in the heavens. O King, all the demigods, including the Siddhas, Sodhyas, Gandharvas, and Charanas, sang the praises of Lord Krishna and showered down flowers in great satisfaction. You can repeat. In the heavens. O King, all the demigods, including the Siddhas, Sajas, Gandharvas, and Charanas, sang the praises of Lord Krishna and showered down flowers in great satisfaction. So purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The demigods in heaven were just as jubilant as the residents of Vrindavana, and thus a great universal festival took place. And I am going to read the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti. Well, actually, which is the same. I'll just read Jiva Goswami's commentary. Not only the people of Braja became joyful, but the inhabitants of heaven also celebrated. This is described in two verses. Since Indra suffered broken pride, why do they act in this way? They were satisfied and joyful by seeing the sweet pastime of Krishna and the destruction of Indra's pride, which made him commit a criminal act. Or Shukadeva calls out to Parikshit in astonishment, since the devatas rejoiced even though their king had suffered. Or, just as one properly ignores the governor in deference to the king, so the devatas properly ignored Indra in deference to the Supreme Lord. O Parikshit, this is known to you. It should be understood that Indra was not angry by having his pride destroyed. So again, the verse. Divi deva ganasita sadya gandharva charanaha tushtuvur mumuchushtushta pushpa varshani partiva. Alrighty. So, Omagana Timidanda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasbai Sri Gauravena Maha. So here we find Indra's pride being destroyed and the demigods rejoicing. And this is the mood of a Vaishnava, actually. That a Vaishnava doesn't rejoice to see someone suffer. That's not the point. But a Vaishnava rejoices to see someone make spiritual advancement, because a Vaishnava is not envious. And it's like it's described at the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Nirmatsara. They were not envious. That's one of the qualities of the conditioned soul, of course, is the anarthas, kama, krodha, mada, matsarya, bharya, bhaya. One of them is envy. So, we should be like that too. If someone makes spiritual advancement, and this is what Indra is doing, he's making spiritual advancement by having his pride destroyed. Because if one is prideful, one will not be able to execute devotional service. Because devotional service entails executing some austerities. Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udara Pashta Vegam. As we know, one has to tolerate. That's an austerity. You tolerate the pushings and pullings of the tongue, belly, genitals, mind, anger, and words. You have to tolerate the tiredness when you get up in the morning, right? I mean, it's like I get up every morning, and you know, it's not that the body is just like, Haribo. You have to tolerate these things. You know, it's an austerity. Of course, these austerities give you happiness. We understand that. But according to the Bhagavatam, the false pride destroys austerity. You know, we have the four principles of religiosity, cleanliness, mercifulness, truthfulness, and austerity. And those are the legs of the bull, the four legs of the bull. And of course, there's only one that's supposed to be partially there, which is truthfulness in Kali Yuga. If you read the news, it doesn't appear like it's there at all. So austerity is destroyed by false pride. And you may think, it's easy to get rid of false pride. It isn't. It's very, very difficult, because false pride comes from different types of opulence. The Bhagavatam describes it comes from wealth or education or followers. Sounds very similar to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sikshashika prayer, doesn't it? You know, the Dhanam, the Janam, the Sundarim. It sounds very similar to Queen Kunti's prayer that Janmaishvarya Shutasya Shivirenamana Adapuman. She's talking about things that cause pride. And of course, in India, one of the things that causes pride is good birth. You know, if you have a birth like a Trivedi, Chaturvedi, Sharma. You know, I remember in Fiji one time I was there, and some person walked in the room and said, everybody should pay him respect because he's a Sharma. But what I saw, that previously to walk in the room, he was smoking a cigarette. So, you know, so anyway, there's like pride in birth, family, heritage. I mean, even in the religion I was brought up in, wasn't a Hindu religion. We were taught that we were the chosen people and that only we could go back to Godhead, and all you poor other souls, you had to take birth again, or something had to happen before you could have the proper type of mother. It's a mother, matriarchal society. In other words, it was determined whether you were qualified to go back to Godhead depending on your mother, not your father. So it was really good in the modern world. So, anyway, so Janmaishvarya Shutasya Shivirena Mana Adapuman, or wealth, or learning, one is very intelligent, or what to speak of beauty. You know, you could imagine walking down the street and everybody just staring at you. And of course, that's not only in reference to the women, that's also the men. You know, that's why the men have their, well, they call it six packs. And they show them off. Six packs sometimes refers to drinking too. So these things are very dangerous, and we see many stories in the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, of people who became prideful and had to have their pride cut down by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we may think, you know, I'm a devotee, I'm chanting, I'm praying, that's going to take care of pride. Well, it's an interesting story in the Bhagavatam, or different parts of the Bhagavatam, that Lord Brahma, when he created this universe under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one of the things he prayed to the Lord to not succumb to false pride. So you think, you know, he's got a maid, he's not going to succumb to false pride. But then what happened? Oh, there's my teacher. Now I have to behave myself. So what happened? What happened? He succumbed to pride later on. It's interesting. Because one time he went to see Krishna. This is an interesting story. He went to see Krishna in Dwarka. And he knocked on the door. And I don't know if he knocked on the door, but he appeared at the door. And the doorman said, you know, who's there? And he said to the doorman, you go and tell Krishna that Lord Brahma has come. And so he went and told Krishna. And he came back with a message from Krishna. Which Lord Brahma is that? So Lord Brahma was just like, what? You know, the one with the four heads. You know, what do you think? You know, how many Lord Brahmas are there? So he goes to see Krishna. And then Krishna calls these Lord Brahmas from all these different universes. There's some with 1,000 heads or, you know, 10,000 heads. And they're bowing down like that. And he becomes amazed seeing that. And his pride becomes crushed. And you see that with devotees, many different pastimes. Their pride becomes crushed, or they pray for false pride, and then they become prideful again. You see that with Indra. I mean, his pride has been crushed so many times. This is not the only instance. You know, with the Naranarayan Rishis, for example, Indra thought, you know, I'm going to just like get these two rishis to fall down from devotional service or from austerities. And the standard method he utilizes in doing that is he sends apsaras, you know, beautiful girls. And so he sends these apsaras, beautiful girls, and springtime and good old Cupid. Just like I was thinking, it's spring now, and young man or young woman's fancy turns to love. Isn't it? I mean, I've seen that in springtime. There's a lot of romance in the air. It's not a time for sannyasis. So, you know, it's a standard thing. You know, you send spring, you send Cupid. Cupid fires these arrows, form, touch, smell, taste, hits you right in your heart. And you just, like, lose it. So, getting back to the story. Indra sends, you know, he thinks, you know, I'm just going to take care of these people. I got my weapons, my dancing girls, my Cupid, my springtime. So he sends, and they start dancing in front of Narada Narayan Rishi. And that's actually Krishna and Arjuna. It's interesting. You know, Arjuna appears where never Krishna appears. And so, in this particular case, Arjuna was Nara, you know, Nara and Narayan, the twins, sons of Dharma. So anyway, so they start dancing, and Narayan Rishis, they just go, oh, you know, start yawning. And then just thinking, you know, I just gave it my best. And look what happened. And then Narada Narayan Rishi, they understand, Indra understands and the demigods understand they've made an offense. And Lord Narayan says, are you interested in dancing girls? I got one for you, you know. So he produces all these dancing girls and you can take one back with you. And of course that's Urvasi who's taken back. So. You see this again and again, that Indra, you know, sometimes because of his false pride, thinks he can have a relationship with the wife of a sage, you know, Ahalya. And he goes down and, anyway, he has an operation after that. He loses some part of his body and he has to have some, anyway, some parts of a ram put on his body just to, so he can again enjoy life. Like Prabhupada would talk about, how when Prabhupada was present on the planet, they would take monkeys from Vrindavan and take the glands out of the monkeys and put them in old men. It's before they had this modern medicine, very popular modern medicine. And Prabhupada said that they would take the glands out of one monkey and put them in another monkey. That's true. I mean, if someone is not acting as a human being, they're monkeys. Look at it. You go to the university, you see many monkeys there in the name of students. So anyway, so continually, the point I make is continually he keeps having these problems with pride. And he's a devotee. And obviously, he has these beautiful prayers, too. You know, it's not that, you know, he's just like some slob. He prays beautifully. Lord Brahma prays beautifully. Yet you see this happens continually. I mean, maybe not continually, but, you know, repeatedly. Let's use the word repeatedly. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this in terms of the process of bhakti and the causes of anarthas, which we've spoken about before. Of course, we know that anarthas are caused by sinful activities, pious activities, and offenses. But the real tricky one is that anarthas can be caused by the byproducts of bhakti, not by bhakti itself, but let's say by the process, certain things that happen when you perform bhakti yoga, that really bring you Dhanam Janam Sundarim and Janmaishwarya, well, maybe not Janma. Yes, Janma. Janmaishwarya Shutasya Shibira, and I'll explain that in a second. Janma means, you know, I'm a Prabhupada disciple. Or, you know, you brag about your guru. You know, everybody has their initials at the end of their email address now, right? Like, Bir Krishna Goswami, ACBSP, you know. No, I don't. I'm just proud of myself. Don't worry. So you know, so people say, oh, Prabhupada disciple. There's nothing wrong with being a Prabhupada disciple, but you actually have to be a disciple of Prabhupada. You know, you actually take these things in name only sometimes. That, what does it mean to be a disciple? Disciple means discipline. Discipline means austerity, doesn't it? And if you're prideful, well, think about this calculation. If you're prideful, then you won't be able to execute austerity because pride destroys austerity. And if you can't execute the austerity of being a disciple, then you're not a disciple. Like, I mean, you got to see things according to the quality. Like Prabhupada said that if someone has a Brahman thread and they don't have the qualities of a Brahman, they could be called a what? Does anyone know? Sacred thread holder, Prabhupada said. He's a sacred thread, only, you know, a few pice. Of course, nowadays you couldn't buy a sacred thread with pice. You have to spend a few rupees. So this, you know, this actually is one of the main causes of anartha, and we've seen it in our movement again and again. I mean, everywhere from, you know, temple presidents, to GVCs, to, you know, people who have the position of being a guru. Because you have this false identification with not only your position, but with the empowerment that you have. You know, of course, it's one thing to have that label, you know, Upadhi. I'm a GBC. Ooh. Just like recently, as a GBC, I told a temple you couldn't or could do something. You know, I'm not going to describe what it is. And they said, we got to talk about it first. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm the GBC. Don't they understand who I am? But they did, and they didn't. Anyways, so not only is it that the label, you know, the title, the upadhi that you have, but it's actually the empowerment or the knowledge that you've been given. You know, janma. Janma means, you know, this is my label. Let's just take that as a label right now. Or, you know, this is my second birth or whatever it is. Aishwarya. And then one naturally gets some opulence in the movement. You know, the money may be there. I mean, very, very dangerous. We've seen so many people fall down because of money, isn't it? I mean, even in the beginning days of the movement, when you had one temple president sell the temple and take the money, he ran away with the money. Prabhupada was that was in Hawaii. Prabhupada was extremely upset. And then learning, you know, we know so much philosophy, we can defeat anybody. It's true. Prabhupada said, actually, we shouldn't defeat people of a different religious persuasion because that way they become atheists or give up their spirituality. Shutasya Shibir, and actually, it's a fact, like Prabhupada said, that when you actually become Krishna conscious, you become more attractive, even physically. Like Prabhupada talks about how there was one priest who, or minister who saw the devotees in an airplane, and he said, you know, are they Americans? Because they look so good. Not that Americans don't look good. That's, you know, excuse me, those of you who are Americans. But because they have a glow. You know, you can actually see a devotee glowing. It's amazing. So even the physical beauty is there. So all these things can cause us to be prideful. So the question is, let's see how much time I have. Oh, I was going to tell more stories, but I don't have it. The question is, how do we give up the pride? And it's an essential point to give up that pride to make advancement in devotional service. I mean, you have that verse in the Bhagavad Gita 15.5, Nirmanam Boha Jita Sangha Dosha. The first thing mentioned is what? Nirmana, being free of false pride. And of course, one of the ways you do that, Jitta Sangha Dosha, getting up or conquering, giving up or conquering bad association. Sometimes bad association means someone who praises you. Like the statement is that he who praises me is my enemy. Of course, it's not that every time a disciple praises me, I think, boy, they're an enemy. But I have to understand that they're praising my spiritual master, they're praising the disciplic succession, and they're praising the Vedic literatures. That empowerment is an empowerment. It doesn't belong to me. It's lent by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for some period of time. And it can be taken away. For example, you have that story, it is an interesting story, of the Digvijaya, who was given the empowerment to create, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, he was given the empowerment to just like create poems or, you know, Sanskrit poems that were perfect in a very short time. It's described when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to compose a poem in glorification of the Mother Ganga, Ganges. He composed 100 verses like a blowing wind, like that. You know, who can do such a thing like that? You know, if I had to compose a poem in English, it comes out like E.E. Cummings poem. I don't know if you know E.E. Cummings. Anyway, it's all over the place. You know, no rules or regulations, just like throw the words down. You know, modern poetry is like that. I'm happy. You're sad. We're here. You're not. You know, it's like that. But, you know, he composed this poetry following all the rules of Sanskrit grammar. And, you know, alliteration and other things like that. You know, just beautiful poetry, like blowing wind. And then he was just very proud of it, you know, conquering Pandit. He was going around getting her certificate from everybody. Digvijaya, Patra certificate. Anyway, so he was going around, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just like put the pin in the balloon or the bubble or something like that. he said, the sons of, I forget which number of the verse, you know, 67th or 77th. Can you please explain this verse? And then Lord Chaitanya had the whole thing memorized, and he said, how did you remember that? I just recited them like the blowing wind. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, I have a certain skill. I'm not very educated. I just like can memorize things. That's the only skill I have. I'm not trained in poetry or rhetoric or anything. And then he questioned some of the grammatical, you know, the thing, alliterations and things like that in the poetry. And the poor, not poor guy, but the guy was flabbergasted. And he just became very, very humble as a result. So getting a specific empowerment, the point I'm making, whether it's from the demigods or whether it's from Krishna as a devotee, makes one very prideful. And you'll never understand Krishna. You'll never disentangle yourself from this material world. Nirmana moha jitta sangha dosha avyatma nitya vinivritta kama. And then, all right, here's the way to do it. The way to do it is basically to identify yourself, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord who maintains the gopis in Vrindavan, Gopi Bharata Padakamala, Dasa Dasa, Dasanu Dasa. In other words, to understand, I'm just a das, I'm just a servant. Krishna is giving me this position. He can take it away. Krishna is giving me this knowledge. He can take it away. Krishna is giving me this strength. He can take it away at any second, like he did with the Digvijaya. And so I've just been given this like an ambassador. Like someone can be an ambassador of a country, and he represents the country. But as soon as the president of the United States changes, then he's just an ordinary person. Or just like, oh my God, I don't know if I should use this example. Just like the past vice president of the United States, you know, he was just like right up there. And then as soon as he opposed the president, then he was a persona non grata at that particular point. So we have to realize that, and then what? Amanina manadena. Be ready to serve others. Not only that I'm a servant of Krishna, that's really not the point. Because yastu sarvani bhutani atmane bhana pashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam. That everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. I was listening this morning to a class, and Prabhupada was talking to some guy and I think it was Switzerland. And he was saying we have to serve humanity. And Prabhupada said, if you become a servant of Krishna, naturally you will serve everybody. So it's connected. So one has to think, no matter what your position is, that you're actually a servant of everybody. Amanina manadena kirtaniya siddhahabi siddhahari. Trinadapi sunichena torari basahishnuna. Amanina manadena kirtaniya siddhahari. And if one thinks like that, then Krishna won't have to pull the rug out from under you. Otherwise, yashyaham anugrinami harishye taddanam shanai. You know, I get very worried when I hear that verse. It makes me scared. It says, okay, I got to be humble. You know, so sometimes out of threat, we have to act in a certain way. It said, if I don't do this, Krishna's going to take everything away, people will reject me, and everyone will laugh at me in the GBC. And all I'll be able to do is chant the holy names. What a disaster! So you see this in these pastimes with Indra that Krishna takes, you know, smashes him, takes everything away, takes away his false pride, takes away the admiration of the other demigods, as mentioned here, and then he's able to compose nice prayers. You know, it's a standard thing. There's a smash, and then there's a prayer. And even with our friend Daksha, it was like that too, isn't it? Daksha really got smashed. And I mean, of course, he had composed prayers beforehand too, but Daksha really got smashed when he was feeling himself so important, that when Lord Shiva didn't stand up when he came into the assembly, he committed offenses against Lord Shiva, and basically his yashyaham anugrinami harishe tadanam shanai was that he had to get a goat's head. Can you imagine that? You're so proud that Krishna arranges that you get a goat's head to make you humble. I don't want to get to that point. So Krishna, let me remember, you know, I'm a servant of a servant of a servant. I'm not the boss. Whatever I know is due to the mercy of my spiritual master, the mercy of the Vaishnavas. I can't even chant the holy name properly without your mercy. If I keep remembering that, I won't get smashed. So that's my main motivation in Krishna. Not really, but anyway. It can be a motivation. So, on that happy note, we can take some questions or comments. Yes?
There's a very funny story of this big, important man. The plane was canceled, his name, so he's yelling at the lady at the desk.
Yeah.
At the airport, and he's saying, do you know who I am? And she gets on the microphone, and she says, I have an announcement at gate 53. There's a man who doesn't know who I am.
People get so prideful that they, I mean, this is just like the other day, and I talk about airlines, one of the passengers punched the stewardess in the mouth and broke her teeth. You know, just pride. Do you know who I am? You know, pauper is proud of his penny. She was drunk?
Yes.
Oh, she was drunk. Yeah. Yeah, they stopped serving alcohol on the plane. But anyway, this pride, and you see this, you know, I'm the greatest. You know, you had a, you know, even in the mundane world, you had a famous boxing star, I'm not going to mention his name. He would say, I'm the greatest. Later on, the devotees ran into him in the airport, and he could hardly pronounce his name. And then, you know, we had a past president who said he was the greatest. It's just like, it goes to your head. The praise, the adulation, the potency, the empowerment. Yeah. Yes, Krishna Priya.
I was reflecting on how we understand it's the position of the spiritual master to correct the disciple and to guide them and sometimes chastise them. And one thing I have seen over the years, which was my concern, is that sometimes those who service it isn't to take that role, have taken that role, and which instead of there being loving exchanges between the devotees, where devotees feel it's their position to smash somebody or actually, you know, push them away from Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even if one is a spiritual master, I mean, I've seen people in that position drive people away from Krishna consciousness. One has to think very carefully and compassionately when you're dealing with people. Should not be thinking about your position, but rather what is best, how to deal with this person in their best self-interest. That's how you should be thinking. Not that I am the boss. You know, and so, especially if one is guru or teacher or whatever, one has to think that I'm a servant of the people who I am teaching, who I am guiding. Trinadapi suniche na tarori vasihishna mani na manadi na kirtani asada hari jai.
Come on.
Eva ro karuna koro Vaishnava gosai Eva ro karuna koro Vaishnava gosai Patita pavana toma vene kriyona Patita pavana toma vene kriyona Jakalani kata gele Papo durei Yahara nika te gele Papo durei He monata yalla Prabhu ke pakotapai He monada yalla prabhu ke bako dapai Ganga rupa rasa huile paschate pavan Ganga rupa rasa huile Paschate Pavan Darshane Pavitra Korau Etumarakan Darshane Pavitra Korau Etumarakan Arisane apurare tare hare na Arisane apurare tare hare da Tomasane apurare Parade nagi parichan Tomasane aparade nagi parichan Tomarare doi sata Govinda Vishra Tomara ridoy sada Govinda Vishra Govinda Govinda Mora Vaishnava Puran Govinda Govinda Mora Vaishnava Prati chan me kori asa charanaro tu dege Prati chan me kori asa charanaro tu dege Narotam me koro doya dara mulege Narotam me koro doya dara mulege Evaro karuna koro Vaishnava go Eva ra karuna koro Vaishnava go side. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Ram, Hare. Kayorat, Hagalokinanurahode. Kayorate, Kayorate, Nayorate, Nayorate. Jai Ho Radhe, Jai Ho Radhe, Jai Ho Radhe, Jai Ho Radhe. Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravatikacharya, Ostatada Satishi Shimad. His Divine Grace, Abhayachananda Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava, Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Srila Vedanta, Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhaktavin Nigajai Shishi Radhakrishna Govikovanath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturidam Gijai Jagannath Swami Gijai Yamunamai Gijai Srimati Tulasi Devi Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namo Om Shivaya Krishna Pasaya Namo Shivaya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thesis with David and Thesis and everybody. Blessed at the day's return. Oh, Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Where does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? One becomes purified after bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, but just the sight of you purifies the fallen souls. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has offended Lord Hari, but if one offends you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda, and Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottama yours and be kind upon him. Narottama Das Thakur Ki Jai. Okay, Shikshashtika. Okay, and I